Hello, this is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. And this month is kind of a catch-up month for me. There were many people who connected with me during the last 9 or 10 months. And I wanted to be able to share them with you. Most of them, of course, have something to do with cancer and have something to do with Reiki. So we're having a little bit of a mix these days of interviews. And today I have the pleasure of speaking to Anisha Kranti and also her student Sophia, who both live in Greece. And Anisha first contacted me in October and talked to me about the radio show and about her path as a Reiki master. And then in the email conversation that we had, we started talking about her students who were coming to her who also had cancer and her treatment and how she could best support them. So we have continued this conversation, and it's with my pleasure that Anisha is here today with us, and also Sophia will come later on in the show, and she's one of the one of her students that we've talked about, and she also had breast cancer and was treated with Reiki. So, Anisha, welcome to the show, and I'm so happy to have you and to talk to you all the way to Greece.
Hello from Greece. Kalimera in our language. I'm very happy to talk with you, and it's a great honor for me.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. It's a great honor for me also.
Thank you.
Could you, Anisha, just share with us how you came to Reiki? How did you meet Reiki?
Yes, sure. It all started about in the year 2000. Until then, the work is all my life. The most of the hours I working about 20 hours for a day, and my work was, because now I'm not working. I was in graphic arts photographer. Something missing from my life. I was looking for something, but nothing is so enough for me. And suddenly, one day, I'm reading in a magazine. You know, the magazine of New Age.
Yeah.
Astrology, all of this. Reiki. I didn't know the word. And I go in the bibliothèque to take a book to look what is this. And take the first book of Takata, is two or three, I think, that we have in our language from Master Takata. And suddenly, something touched me. I don't know to say what, Phyllis. And starting to try to find a teacher to learn about Reiki.
Wow, beautiful.
Yes. And then I met my first master, in the year 2000. She was an amazing person, very tough, but very honest. The tough is the situation. It was the situation that I needed in this period.
Uh-huh.
Because also you can understand that if I could work so hard, My personality was also very hard.
Right. Right. I understand this for myself,
yes,
too.
Of course, I made the master also hard.
Right.
And tough.
But she was from Sweden, is that true?
No, no, the second one.
Ah, the second one. Oh, right. But the first one was a different one.
The first one was from Greece. It is from Greece.
Ah.
But now we have no any contact.
Uh-huh. What's her name? Do you
stay with her about 3.5 years.
Uh-huh.
Every weekend I was in her group.
Wow.
And also had some groups with her.
Wow. That's very good that you could do that.
Self-knowledge group, you understand what
Yes, and I think that's really good that you were able to have so
very,
much contact.
It was very good for
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
very good, really. Mm-hmm. And then my contact with this master, with her, it's completed and
uh-huh.
finished.
Uh-huh.
In this period also, in 3.5 years with my master, I also working. I don't stop my work.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't stop my work.
Right, I understand.
When I finished with my master, finished and my work also. I quit my work.
Wow. That was very brave.
Yes, I don't know what I must say, but yes, maybe. And starting the healings,
yes,
the treatments with people.
Mm-hmm.
The same time comes to my life a woman with cancer, but in the final state.
Uh-huh.
She knows that she had 3 months only of life. And the only one that she asked from me, it was to stop the pain.
Uh-huh.
Also, that woman has first and second degree of Reiki.
Right.
But never touching herself until the end. For me, it was very shocked because I have no master this period. And I must decide to do or not to do.
Right, right.
And I said, yes, okay. We'll try and we'll see. The pain stopped after 14 sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And she stayed alive 1 year.
Wow.
All of this year I was very close to her every day. And also in her death, also was there.
Mm-hmm.
Accompany her. This is after this, the new master suddenly coincident in my life. I didn't want to take the master because I feeling that I so little, so unworthy, all of this, you can understand what I'm trying to say.
Yes, I understand.
Yes, but this master was from Sweden.
Uh-huh.
And also, she is very soft, but soft in a different way than my way.
Right, right.
And with this way, she said to me, no, Anissa, this is your time. And you must stay to sit with. With her was very, very difficult feelings for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because this way, it's unknown to my, to me.
Yes.
But it's the big... it was a big leap.
Yes.
For my life.
Right.
To leave something so known, to go to something unknown and so totally different.
Right.
Than before.
Wonderful. Yes. That takes a lot of courage.
Thank you, Phyllis. Thank you.
I know so, because I did the same thing.
Really?
Yeah, oh,
did
yes.
Did you?
Oh, yes.
Oh. tell me, did you want to tell me just a few about you?
No, we'll go on with your story first.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Another time, maybe.
Another time, maybe, yeah.
Okay, okay. Thank you very much. Then after the master, immediately starting, the people comes to take first degree.
Uh-huh.
And starting, Phyllis, with my known way, tough way, as you can imagine.
Yes.
Slowly can, and through the time, change this kind of
uh-huh.
my approach.
Yes.
My approach change.
Yes.
And now it's totally different than the beginning.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
This is my story.
Oh, lovely.
In short.
In short, yes.
Yes.
Well, I think it's lovely. And one of the things that you were telling me about is that you have a kind of Reiki partner. Is he also your life partner? Spiros.
Spiros, yes. He's No, he's not my boyfriend. He's only a master, but for me, he's like a brother.
Uh-huh.
We are very close. We are have a lot of years who working together, and he's very close friend, but only friend.
Uh-huh.
And the operation, cooperation, working completely.
Right, and you had a nice comment about Spiros when you all teach together and you
yes.
hold the class together. Could you
yes.
explain a little bit about how you feel this energy of having both of you there?
Yes, I can. It's like the sun and the moon. One day I am the sun, and the same day after a few hours he is the sun.
Mm-hmm.
It's like male and female working together without fighting, easily and in peaceful, and this kind of energy works more deeply than the straight of one. Until
yes.
now, Phyllis.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what happened in the future, but until now, the energy of male and female working more deeply than the one.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I also have this this understanding from the sessions, treatment, I mean. The energy changes if we have also a man and women.
Uh-huh.
We complement each other.
You complement each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Uh-huh. No, that's okay.
You know, my English is not so...
Your English is...
Forgive me.
No, no. Your English is excellent. Excellent. Don't be into that.
You are a liar, but okay. I like you. Thank you.
Your English is excellent. So, it's just that even between England's English, the
yes.
Queen's English, and the American English, we pronounce yes. words differently sometimes.
Yes, yes, I know.
So, you know, I just want to give both parties equal airtime sometimes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So, you know, it's very interesting that you would say this because, you know, when I met Reiki, You know, I was just a little girl. And I didn't really know what my grandmother did. And I didn't go to a class or anything. I mean, that was not possible. So, somehow. So I only connected with what Reiki was when I was 30. And it was under the, it was because I was going with her as her granddaughter, not as a Reiki student.
So I heard
the stories about Reiki for the first time and was totally astonished by them. And didn't know if I could believe them. So then I had this great debate in myself about whether or not I could believe her, and yet I knew my grandmother wouldn't lie. So I was stuck between these two things. And until I started actually practicing Reiki myself, and then I had my own experience, and then I realized that I could totally believe her. So
that's how it works.
That's how it works. Isn't it amazing?
Amazing, yes.
And so, you know, this whole experience with my own treatment with the cancer has brought me to another understanding of Reiki. It's like
a new dimension.
A new dimension, because it's more than just talking about it or relying on other people's experience. It's my own experience, and it becomes very intense. And in the beginning of my practice, I was I am still very close friends, but we lived in the same area then, with a woman from Sweden. Her name is Wanya Twan, and she was a master from Hawaii Ototata. And she and I became very close, and we would do a lot of treatments together, and I used to stay with her for a long time. And we, for a year or so, we were really very caught up in doing treatments with a man and a woman together, because we thought this felt very different than just having, well, number one, we were used to having treatments just with one person. So having two people doing the treatment, that was different. And then sometimes having a man and a woman, we would have, let's see, how did we do this? We would treat with the man at the foot and the woman at the head. I think this is how it was.
Yes.
And after we did the whole treatment, then we would add our own thing to the treatment, and then we would sit the woman at the head and the man at the feet, and just allow the energy to run between us. And it was a very incredible experience.
Yes, and for me also, when we started with Spiros.
Uh-huh.
Because Spiros has 1 year later comes to Reiki after me. And when we start working together, treatments and the groups here, the energy was totally different than than now.
Well, it's a very beautiful working relationship that you have. And I, and it's interesting for me and that you're in Greece, because I always have this romantic idea that
give your romantic idea.
Yeah,
and
my romantic idea of Greece is that, you know, this male-female energy is very strong there.
Yes, and, very, very strong.
And that women are very strong. I know a couple of Greek masters, and I initiated Thalia, who is a Greek master, and she's very strong. And she tried to explain to me this thing about her impression of male and female energy and so on, but I just couldn't understand it because I didn't have her background. You know, like I didn't understand what she was trying to say to me. But so this also added to my romantic, or I don't know if it's a romantic idea, about how the energy, the male and female, not sexually, but as a an energetic, how it works mm-hmm. there and how it's recognized, I would say.
Okay, now let me to say something.
Okay.
Come and experience it.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You are welcome, and from me and from my students, and I can promise that you have an amazing and unforgettable experience.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your invitation.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So, let's go to Sophia.
Yes.
Yeah.
You want now to talk, Sophia? Okay, Phyllis.
No, I'd like,
for me,
wait, I would just like for you to talk about Sophia first, and then we'll talk to her.
First, yes, okay.
So, you want to tell Sophia's story from your end, from your side?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I met Sophia in the year 2004. She comes to me for sessions, just for sessions.
Uh-huh.
He was a, in this year, she was a wandering, something, she was looking for something.
Uh-huh.
But she doesn't know what.
Yes.
We start the sessions, and the next month, she takes the first degree.
Uh-huh.
Also, she was a very good quality, and her quality has rare things for me.
Uh-huh.
But Sophia does not recognize, as you know better, as you can understand better.
Yes, exactly.
She also not tough in the... She was... If you saw Sophia, and if you saw the photo... You see a very gentle and soft person and all of this. But if you go close to her, she was like a doll of porcelain.
Uh-huh.
But very tough.
Mm-hmm.
Under it. And in the beginning... we start a little strong, you know.
Yes.
What I mean.
Yes, I think so.
Starting to change a lot of things of her life, but never touch her heart. What
uh-huh.
her heart has, needs, everything. It was only work, to stay at her work, to go up there one step after the second step. You
yes.
understand what I'm
step,
saying?
Step by step.
Yes, step by step.
Yeah.
And in the year 2009 was a cancer.
Uh-huh.
It was a very difficult period for her. For me, was I was not anxious, but my my worries, it only if Sophia accept the illness and going to do the step, the next step, at first to accept.
Uh-huh.
Because it was a very difficulty for her.
Right.
After this, starting the treatments every day, the first 7 of session was very difficult, Phyllis. She was very hungry, all the time angry. She all the time has a question, why me, why what I'm doing, who punished me. All of these things comes. And, of course, the acceptance of the treatment, it's just a few. It was just a few.
Uh-huh. One of the things that intrigued me was your coming to the understanding that she should have so many treatments with first-degree Reiki and with so many people?
Yes.
How did that...
It was like to be here and in this period, and what exactly happened, you have it now. Understand what I'm saying? No.
No. Okay, maybe you better put Sophia on.
Okay, maybe if you talk Sophia, with Sophia I talk more things because the English of the English is, Sophia's is better than me.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
At the moment, thank you very much. It's a great honor for me.
Oh, I have you come back, no problem.
Okay.
All right.
We have again, of course, a conversation. The invitation, it's on. If you decide to come,
yes, thank
you are
you.
Very welcome.
Yes. Well,
thank you very much.
Oh, you're no problem.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello, Phyllis.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi.
So for the listeners, we've changed now from Anisha, who's the master, and she was talking about Sophia's process with her cancer. But what I realized was that it might be better to just hear from Sophia personally because she's there also. So, Sophia, welcome.
Here I am.
Yeah, here you are.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And I understand that at the end of last year, you were also diagnosed with breast cancer. Is that true?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I was really curious about in the email contact also that Anisha and I had was that she said, we have come to understand that Sophia needs 72 first-degree Reiki treatments with 7 people and 45
yes.
second-degree treatments with 12 people, with 12 Reiki practitioners. So I'm wondering, how did you come to those numbers?
Actually, I was starting giving therapies to myself.
Uh-huh.
And that's how it came, through a therapy.
Through, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
And I talked about it with Anisha, and we said that we should go this way. We should at least start and see how it goes.
Uh-huh.
And up until now, it goes very good.
That's
very
wonderful.
Good. Yes.
And it's wonderful that you have such a wonderful community of Reiki people that can give you these treatments also.
Yes, yes, they are very supportive, and they are standing by my side, and especially at the beginning when all these things started, I was feeling, you know, insecure. I was feeling like trembling, and it was very important, very essential to me what was happening here with the support of these people, and I knew that they were there for me,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, this was a great help to me.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I had the same thing for me, and I couldn't imagine trying to do this process without them, because
yes.
it just seemed that this is a time when friends and people who have Reiki who are willing to give of their time and their energy to support me really touched me very deeply. Was that
yeah.
also true for you?
Yes, yes. It's very essential for people to be available for Reiki.
Uh-huh, right.
Because now I can say that it is not only for people who receive Reiki. It is therapy for people who are giving Reiki, no?
Right, exactly.
I mean, it's the same.
Yes, uh-huh. So how could you feel the effect of Reiki? I understand that Reiki helped bring up your emotions that were maybe connected with your cancer. Is that true?
Absolutely, yeah. Because when I found out that I had breast cancer, I was panic. I was in shock. I was wondering why me, who I am in this path of self-awareness and, you know.
Right.
And why is happening this to me?
Mm-hmm.
And why should I have these punishments, all
mm-hmm.
these,
mm-hmm.
you know, questions with no right answer. There
mm-hmm.
is no right answer.
Mm-hmm.
I was depressed. I could see no tomorrow, not today, not tomorrow. I started with the therapies,
uh-huh.
so as to overcome what was overwhelming me.
Right.
And then we started the group therapy here,
uh-huh.
the therapy with a group of people, I mean.
And when you say therapy, you mean Reiki treatment?
Yes, yes,
oh,
of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Just to
and,
be clear.
Yes. And as Anissa told you before, during the first seven treatments, it was hard for me, very hard, because it was the first time when I was in a position that I had to receive treatment, and from the healer position to be to the patient position.
Right.
The role changed.
Right.
And, this was not easy for me.
Right. Well, I understand totally.
Yeah, it was not at all easy. Because I was the one lying down and people touching me.
Yes.
Yeah. And after these seven treatments, then it became softer, what I was feeling, and what I was feeling about the people who are there for me, who were willing, who were available for me.
Uh-huh.
And I was softer, and slowly and day by day I get more understanding and started to feeling what was really happening. I started realizing how arrogant I was towards life. How invincible.
Yes.
And how life is very subtle and sensitive state. How I was not giving the right dimension to life.
Right.
It was a given fact. It was taken for granted. And of course, I was missing the moment, and I was missing the relationship with myself, of course. I was missing the time with a friend to drink a coffee. I was missing every day's moment. And so this was a realization for me. And the time was passing by, and the treatments were continuing.
Yes.
And after the completion of a 6 months period, I had to do the tests.
The medical tests.
The medical tests, after the completion of, from the operation, I mean.
Right. So you had surgery, and then you had chemotherapy.
Yeah, and I had radiation also.
And radiation. And through this was when you also received the Reiki treatments.
Yeah,
at the
exactly.
same time.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Sounds very familiar. So So, how were your tests?
All right. The, before going to the test, let me tell you that I was again in panic. I was frustrated. I was afraid again. And I was untrusting. But okay, I was aware of what I was feeling, and I went on with this. I did the tests, and the tests were clear. And I just realized what happened after so many months, after so many treatments. The trusting thing is an issue, is there. I know about it, and go on with this.
So that in so that is another process to work with. The
yes,
trust issue.
Exactly. Actually, what now I can say after this period of time is that the acceptance of both the positive and the negative situations I've been through gave me a lighter approach to life. Because up until now, up until then, the life, my life, was a tough thing, a difficult thing, with a lot of stress, with a lot of drama. Now, life is simpler and easier.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, I am. I have the same feeling about that, and it's so amazing how Reiki can turn something so scary, like having cancer, into
yes.
something that really becomes a gift. For me,
yes.
that's how it worked. I don't know if that's true for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well,
and
yes, go ahead.
And I accepted that some after this this process that some parts of me have to be left, have to die.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And move on.
Right. Right.
And something else I discovered is the togetherness. I embrace the togetherness.
Mm-hmm.
Up until then, I was on my own because I knew better
mm-hmm.
and I could better.
Yes, I understand.
Yes,
yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So... You know, I consider my life as before Reiki, after Reiki, and before cancer and after cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, for me too. Well, thank you, Sophia, so much for your sharing. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thank
yes,
you.
It's wonderful to hear essentially the same experiences, even though our lives, you know, on the detail are different.
Yes.
But it's really sweet to know that Reiki can bring a lot of depth and understanding to a very scary situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
this for me is such a gift.
It is.
And is... perhaps that's, you know, we always look to the physical healing, but this for me is another kind of healing that is, that creates a foundation for the physical healing, I would say.
Yes.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. thank you for your
thank
for being
you very
with
much,
us. Babe. Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
You.
Can you put Anisha on again?
Yes, of course.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Hello, Phyllis.
Hi, Anisha. So you're back again.
Oh, yes. Again.
Well, you've had some very powerful... dramatic experiences, you know, lately in your life with Reiki, and I'm wondering how is Reiki acting in your life?
In my life?
Yeah.
More presency.
Uh-huh. Right.
More presence, I mean. Just a moment only to found it because, you know, the language is not the good thing of me. Just a moment only and I turn.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, thank you for your time. Reiki has to my life a lot of joy.
Ah.
A lot of togetherness.
Uh-huh.
and the way to be simple.
Uh-huh.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every moment.
Yeah.
That means that not that in all the day I am simple or I am enjoy. You understand?
Totally.
But the most of the time.
Yes.
But in the most of the time, I can make it.
Yes, good, great.
Also, that another statement is that everything, it will pass.
Uh-huh.
And the sun again arising, and the moon comes again.
Mm-hmm.
And going with the flow and find again the joy. But
yeah.
I lose it again. More simpliness, Phyllis, in
yes.
my life.
Yes, wonderful.
Simplicity in my life, not simply, sorry. More simplicity in my life.
Right.
And feeling from this simplicity comes the love of my heart.
Oh. Right. Well, can you talk a little bit about what simplicity means for you?
What simplicity means.
Yeah.
For me, simplicity means that now I'm talking with Phyllis, and I'm totally with Phyllis.
Mm-hmm.
After this, I stay for a while with the joy and the, how we call it, with touching feeling from Phyllis
mm-hmm.
and from what's happening with between us.
Yes.
And after, you will be in my heart.
Uh-huh.
The experience of this, it finished. After.
Yes.
But now I am only with you.
Uh-huh.
Nothing can take from you.
Yes.
The same thing, it happens with my flowers, with my traveling, with my daily life.
Right. Right.
I don't know if you can explain it, but...
I can understand it. I don't know if I can
yes.
explain it, but I can understand it.
I know that you can. I am wondering if I can say it very clear.
Oh, you are saying it very clearly.
Thank you, Phyllis.
Yes,
thank you.
Very clearly. That's a beautiful definition of simplicity, because it doesn't mean that you can only, that you have to, sometimes when I think about simplicity, it means that I have to get rid of things in my life. But that's not necessarily true. It just means that I need to be able to make space for each experience and have that experience as fully as possible. Yes, and...
It's same for me.
Yeah.
Exactly same for me. Now I have place, a lot of place.
Uh-huh.
Before I had no place.
Right. Well, what I had to do was to clear away the things that made me busy. So I realized that you, in order to be simple, you need time.
Hmm.
I need time, anyway. And that when I got really confused and things got very complicated, it was
I know exactly what you mean. I know.
It was mostly because I was either trying to save time, or I was trying to do too many things at one time, or it all had to do with time. So, you know, in this whole experience of having cancer, I had to only do that. I had to only have cancer and only deal with the treatment for the cancer. My doctors even said, you cannot lose weight, you cannot work, you cannot do anything. You have to remain clear that this is your focus.
Mm.
It was good training.
Your focus, yes. For
yeah.
me, it was not a cancer, but the same thing is the work.
Yes. Yeah, and it's wonderful.
Now,
we all learn in different ways, which is great.
Yeah, in different way, but it's the same. Really.
Yeah, yeah.
Because also the work can go in a cancer.
Yes.
If you leave it.
Yes.
If I leave it.
Mm-hmm. That's possible.
Mm. And, of course, the time never is enough.
Right. Never.
Never.
But I have to let go of my attachment to having it, and that's really important. And I feel that that's something that has really left. It hasn't died, but it's definitely lessened. You know, I don't feel so attached to always having enough time. I just make my time.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now you have your time.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
It's very impossible, isn't it?
Yes.
Important, I mean. No, impossible. No, important. It's very important, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes. And we're almost out of time. Our time is almost up. And we're almost to the end of the show. And I'd just like to ask you if there's something else that you would like to say right now.
At first, thank you from all my heart.
You're welcome.
For the invitation.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, the simplicity gives me a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And continue to guide me in my path. I think and I feel also that it's a very big part of all of us, the simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
If we give to simplicity the place to involve, to evolve, to show all of the the qualities that it included. Only this.
Mm-hmm.
My English.
No, your English is beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Again.
Yeah.
And also the invitation, continue.
Yes.
Come to Greece. We have a very good place. And we are strange people, but lovely.
Thank you. I think that we could all say that we are strange people, but lovely. Well, thank you very much, Anisha, and I appreciate our conversation, and I'm sure our listeners did also.
Me too, from my heart, Felix.
Yes, thank
you. I wish you to be, everything comes very well for you.
Thank you. Thank you. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. We'll be back with you next week.